And I'd want to begin by shouting out to our brothers and sisters in Egypt and Tunisia and Turkey and places we never hear about where these discussions are happening. Apace. Our brothers and sisters globally are wrestling with this question. If democracy ain't real, if it can't be made real, if democracy is but a sham face they put on, you know, that little car at the supermarket, then what do we do, right? That's the conversation. You can feel that happening globally. Our brothers and sisters are confronting all the weight of the clandestine global state. And I believe that we have to flesh out our picture of what that consists or what that means, the global state, because I am, from what I've heard over the airwaves, and again, we don't know what's really going on just by that, because the airwaves are vetted, filtered. We don't hear the real deal of where our brothers and sisters are at. There is a careful watch on what gets said. And for reasons we've been talking about a lot, you have to control what people think. And that can only be done by controlling what goes out over the airwaves and, you know, in more intimate ways, I suppose, when there's outbreaks of activism that get out there in the public. So we have to flesh out our picture of what a global state means, what that is, so we can have realistic discussions of democracy as ideology, as is, I believe, participatory democracy, unless your definition of that precludes the aggregation of power. Our brothers and sisters who are having these conversations, discussions, vigorous testing of that notion, democracy, you are leading the way. And I fully expect you will show us how it's done.